Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. She's the founder and the CEO of Yellowwood Group, which is an outstanding consulting company in the great state of North Carolina. But she works everywhere that you might be. Olala, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you.
Absolutely. For the company, yellowwoodgroup.com. There's two W's in there. And my play space where I hang out in all things purple is olala.com.
All right. And that's O-L-A-L-A-H.
There you go.
So check that out, folks. Okay, Olala, we're talking about marketing to the different generation. In the previous segment, we kind of talked mostly about the millennials and a little bit about Gen X, the folks who were under, say, 40, 45. What about the other folks?
So the boomers, and it's really important to talk about boomers.
The beautiful people.
Okay, there you go. And so baby boomers are right now the highest trending consumer group we have in the country, followed very, very closely by millennials. So as a marketer, I think of it this way. Generation X ain't spending nothing. The spenders are the boomers and the millennials.
Right.
And so you really couldn't pick two generations that were further apart from each other. Idealistically, in terms of value, in terms of consumer,
and the Gen X, not only, as you say, are they not they less likely to spend money, but they're also a smaller generation.
Absolutely.
By maybe 20 million people. But why are Gen X so parsimonious? Why are they so stingy?
You know. I think it depends on how.
I mean, they're having kids, so they got to spend money on something.
They grew up in a generation of freeness. Is what I like to say. You know, technology rolled out, and my generation, we got to beta test it when it first rolled out. And by the time that technology was really widespread, millennials inherited a lot of free stuff. You know, we move from free trials to I want a free version of it. I want to see if it works for me. We got a lot of credit cards that were free with no annual fees and things like that. So they really kind of grew up in a generation where, at a time in our economic history, they didn't have to work super hard for some of those things. And that, I believe, kind of fed a little bit of that entitlement attitude. It's not entirely their fault, because they grew up with a lot of things being at their disposal.
So how do you market to them, though? Because they do buy stuff.
They do buy a lot of stuff. And, you know, the word that I like to think about when I think about marketing to millennials is they want to be entertained.
You mean Gen X?
Gen X. A little slightly different, but with millennials, they want to be entertained, and Generation X, they want to be educated. And so it's just that little space of difference between the two generations that's the tweak in your strategy. How do you take what you want to do and make it entertaining for one generation, make it educational for another generation, because Generation X is naturally distrustful of anything marketing, anything salesy, anything advertising. And baby boomers want to be heard and appreciated. So that, if you're marketing,
we just want to be loved.
You want to be loved, that's right.
and told that we're beautiful and wonderful.
Yeah. And told that you're beautiful boomers. There you go. So you see how tricky that can be if you've got a limited market.
How do you pull this off?
You don't pull it off all at one time, and that really is the key. Business owners really don't want me to say that, but it's the truth. If your budget is really modest,
Right.
You need to pick the criteria that matches the generation best of your ideal customer.
And don't one thing for sure, don't go after, don't spend money and time going after a generation if you're not selling stuff they're not even going to buy.
Exactly. And you'd be surprised how many business owners don't heed that warning because they get desperate. And they want to spray and pray market. They want to just spray everything.
But also another thing, never mind, you know, marketing, let's when we get them in our grasp, we're talking to them face to face. It's important to understand the different motivations too.
And take the time to understand. And that's a pet peeve about baby boomers. Is that they don't feel like a lot of companies take the time to understand what they value and what's important to them, and that's a mistake. If you're marketing yourself internally as a small business owner,
I have seen this
costly mistake.
I've seen this working with different generations who work for big companies, the people that I do business with, and I've seen what you're talking about, the different attitudes, the different expectations. The different generations. It's been very interesting.
I'm the oldest person in my company, and it's a little scary. I don't consider myself old.
And you're just a baby.
I'm sure in comparison to, you know, to a lot of my cohorts, you know, I am probably just a baby, you know, but I've got babies, grown babies.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. The conversation that happens in our office is very
It really is. And it's not it's not easy for us boomers either. Hey, Olala, give us the website again, please, quickly.
Sure. Yellowwoodgroup.com and Olala.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. The book is called 37, What Were They Thinking Moments? Available wherever books are sold. Olala and Jenga. We'll be back another day. Thanks, Olala. We'll see you next time. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.